You know, it's an amazing feeling. I've been out of football for a long time. Feels like forever. I think the last time I played was January 12th. I don't know when the national championship game was. But it just feels, you know, it's a huge honor to be out there, a huge honor to wear, you know, Chicago Bears gear and be out there and play with, you know, for such a great team.
Chris, what was the biggest challenge for you in fighting through the injury, coming back to play in the playoff and dealing with that really for the first time in your college career?
Yeah, I'd never been hurt before. Those are the only games that I ever missed. But, you know, just the people that were around me, the resource that I had, just, you know, I just worked, you know, did what they told me to do. And, you know, I was so lucky and blessed to have the type of staff that we had at Oregon to get me ready to play, you know, halfway through. I started playing, you know, halfway through the actual recovery process. So, you know, just, you know, lucky and blessed.
What specifically?
It was just a high ankle sprain, and I had to go and get it fixed. But, you know, they did such a great job that now I don't even think about it. In the Rose Bowl game, national championship game, I played every single down and never thought about it. Never had any, you know, I wasn't hurt after, wasn't even sore. I felt really good. But at the combine, I didn't participate just because I was still in the recovery process and did everything at pro day. I mean, I was sore, but I thought about my ankle. My upper body was definitely sore. You know, he's a big boy and a really good player. You know, I'm very lucky to have him on this team.
Yeah, what your reaction when you realize you're going to the same team? You're going to be seeing him every day in practice.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I was just so excited to be able to play with Kyle again that you know, I didn't think about it right away. But after everything all settled down a little bit, it was just like, this is crazy. You know, we went up, you know, against each other in the Rose Bowl, and now we get to be teammates. It's pretty special.
Did you pardon the stupid question? Is
Gage
silent?
No, it's Hronis. It's Greek. Yeah.
Hronis, granted, it's super early, but do you get the sense, what do you think the adjustment's going to be like, just from what you've been able to kind of glean of what this offense is going to be like versus Oregon and how big of an adjustment that'll be for you?
The adjustment for me is just learning a whole new language, just like learning from French to, you know, Romanian. You just got to go and just learn the vocabulary because it's all the same stuff. What we did in college is the same guys are blocking the same people. We're getting to the same person. But now it's just, you know, the tools in your toolbox, how you get there, the verbiage that you use with your old line. And, you know, but, you know, with more reps and more you know, work on the field, you know, it'll all come back to me again. Yeah, you guys, I don't think you noticed about Kyle, but when he came at Oregon on a visit, he was bragging to me about how he's almost 300 pounds. And look at Kyle now. So it's unbelievable how hard that guy worked to get to this point. He came in not knowing much about, you know, football, about, like, you know, scheme, the verbiage, all the tools that we use. But he was just, you know, a freak. All he cared about was moving the down guy to the linebacker, and that's why he's such a good football player, because he just wants to beat that guy, move him to point A to point B against his will, and he does that every time. He does it very well, and, you know, he always looks out for his teammates. He's the type of guy that if you get into, you know, into a fight, you know he's going to be right there, and he's going to pull you back and take care of it for you. That's what Kyle does for you. He's, you know, true story. We leaned on each other. I know you probably he says that he leaned on me a lot in college, but, you know, when he came in the starting lineup, I definitely leaned on him a lot as far as, you know, he's just massive. And why not use his, you know, big size and move the down guys together? I thought we did a really good job, you know, second half of the season that year. You know, I just can't tell you how excited I am to be. You know, I just want to earn my spot on this team and earn the respect from the older guys. That's all I can do right now.
How much did he make you better maybe when you were at Oregon? Kind of helped you get the person?
Just the attitude that he played with. He brought an attitude and a sense of, you know, pride in the O-line room about, you know, being nasty, playing with the swagger, playing with the attitude. He did that at Oregon. I, you know, could say this today that our, you know, attitude changed at Oregon because of Kyle. And for him to be able to do that within 1 year in the program just says a lot about him. You know, he changed the way we played in the room. He changed the way we, you know, went about our business as offensive line. And I see that he's been doing great things here, and you know, just so happy for him.
Have you graduated? I know some guys from your conference had to miss some of the offseason work for their team.
I graduated last June, so no, during my last season, I was just taking one class and just focusing on football.
Kyle said that you were picking his brain specifically about football questions here in the NFL. What are some of the things that you come to him and already started to ask him about?
Just about, because I know to him a lot of things are new too with the whole new staff. But he's already, you know, so far ahead of everyone else that, you know, why not ask him, you know, as many questions as I can. And I always say I'm sorry for asking questions because I'm not used to being in this position. But, you know, I'm just new and I'm learning and, you know, I'm just eager to learn. And I'm just asking him certain situations versus a certain defense. And first thing he told me, just, you know, relax, you're smart. You just wait till you get out there. It all come together for you. And it did at practice. I felt lost out there, but – some couple plays started coming together for me, and definitely, you know, learning it faster as I'm out there on the field, and just having him there for me is unbelievable.
What was the talk like before the draft with you and him, thinking that this could be possible?
We were talking about it since he got drafted to Chicago, how amazing it would be to be able to play again. So for it to actually happen, like we still, after the whole draft, we still were texting each other, like, is this really happening? It's crazy. But, you know, I just keep telling him, like, hey, I just want to earn, you know, a spot on this team, earn the respect from older guys by just being myself and doing what I do and, you know, just respecting everybody, just respecting, you know, all the older guys, respecting everybody that's a part of this organization.
Could you and Kyle only line up next to each other in a game?
Five times for him starting five times, but he rotated in. He was so the first, I think seven games he would rotate in. He played a lot. I think he played more than half of the snaps. So I got, you know, and in practice and off the field, you know, right when he got to Oregon, off the field we clicked right away. I can't tell you every times he, you know, came over to my house uninvited. You know, the door is always open, and he would come over. I'd just catch him on my couch watching TV. And that's what I love about Kyle. We clicked right away, and we became brothers right away. And, you know, our families are very close and, you know, just, you know, a special thing.
Have they given you an idea of have they given you a sense of, or an idea of what they want you to play at weight-wise?
Weight-wise, you know, they haven't told me yet. At Oregon, I felt, you know, my playing weight was at 295. I expect to be playing above 300, maybe 305, whatever I feel most comfortable at. I feel comfortable. You know, I always enter fall camp around 302, 303 at Oregon, and then just from this season, lose some weight. But here, you know, whatever I got to do, whatever they tell me, as long as I'm still moving well and, you know, being physical and being athletic, I think, you know, I'll play at whatever weight I'm told to do.
As a rookie, do you have a sense of how unique this opportunity is? A lot of careers don't last long enough, like the average one in 4 years. Do you have a sense of that as you start training and working?
Yeah, definitely. I know it's a, you know, that's why I just, you know, keep thinking as, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's an unbelievable opportunity to just, you know, get a shot. You know, that's all. You know, I thank all the coaches for just giving me a shot at this. You know, it's, I'm truly blessed. You know, I just can't, you know, thank everybody enough for having me here. It's just really special, and I'm going to just cherish it. And, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make a spot on this team and earn a role and help this team win ball games.
What are you most proud of, guys? What are you most proud of from your career at Oregon?
Just the type of guys that we – like the type of, like, group that we, you know, started to form. You know, from when I first got there to when I left, the character of this team, the team was unbelievable. You know, everybody was always looking out for each other. And, you know, that's what I'm most proud of, being a part of that, being a part of the group that, you know, changed the standard there. We raised the bar up. And, you know, I know with all the coaches that are still there, it's going to keep going.